Are you ready?
Yeah.
You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here's number 55. It's a FIFA ramble.
Some parts of this world are just too dangerous for commercial airlines to visit. But Gary's tiny planes will take you to the most dangerous parts of the world.
This week's FIFA Ramble is sponsored by Gary's Tiny Planes. Gary's Tiny Planes. This is number 55. This is the FIFA Ramble Welcome Week. This is a very special one this week. We've got the Cardiff Bluebells. We've got Becky and Becca, and we've got the manager, Adam, with us, who we're just going to ramble with and just get stuck into this week's schedule.
Yeah. Hello. Right. Last time we spoke, you were Barrytown United ladies coach. And you just won 2 cups. What's happened in the meantime?
Well, we've moved over to the east side of Cardiff. A little opportunity arose there after our time with Barry ended. So, yeah, we're now over at the Cardiff Bluebells.
Have you found the switch?
We've had to adjust, I think. Facilities are different. But we've tried to keep our standards as high as they would have been elsewhere. So it's been good. The club are lovely though. It's like a got a family feel to it, which is really nice. There's lots of nice people there, so they've made us feel welcome, and we've just tried to do our bit.
Have you two find it, you know, the same? Has it been a nice switch?
Yeah, we're missing Jenna Park though, aren't we?
Yeah, the pitch isn't the same.
But yeah,
the girls are.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of the same players moved over, didn't they? To, yeah, Cardiff Bluebells.
I bet it's given you something to really fight for though, this season. If you're not motivated now, like this is it, isn't it? You can just eye in on the big boys. So if you get up to that league next year, like you've got proper something to go for. It's not like a mid-range team just hoping. It's not just turning up. It just really gives you something to just really go for.
Yeah, we've won all of our games so far, haven't we? So
quite comfortably as well.
Yeah.
Seems like big margins.
Yeah. That's an understatement. You've seen some of the scores. 12-1, 7-1.
Talk us through the 7-1 from last week.
I haven't seen scores like this since Juventus got relegated to Serie B.
It seems consistent as well. So there's sort of 12-1 and there's a 7-1.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was the 7-1 like?
We've got a very dangerous attacking squad, haven't we?
Yeah.
I would say we're quite comfortable in defence as well, so they don't have to think about tracking back as much. They can just concentrate on scoring as many goals as possible, I'd say.
Do you think the strength is in the attack?
Everywhere, but I think they've got more scope to do stuff in this league now.
Yeah.
Just to experiment a bit.
What's it like working with Ad?
It's alright, I suppose.
Sorry.
What's he like as a manager?
Well, I'd say he was the main reason we switched, really. Yeah. So if he'd have still been at Barry, we'd have probably still been at Barry. So the fact that he went, we kind of followed.
Does that make it easier? Because you're switching clubs, but the fact that there's a manager that you know and you trust, and there's other players that you know and trust, has that made adjusting to a different league and a different club a lot easier for you?
And we know what his intentions are. They're not for himself, really. They're for everybody else as well. Obviously, we want promotion, but it's not just for him. It's for us.
So he's like the Harry Redknapp then of Welsh football. Just taking, what's Nico doing? What's Peter Crouch and Jermaine Defoe up to?
So supportive because you know what's the best for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And is that his promotion? Is that the ultimately anything less than that? Is or is there levels that you're looking towards before that? Or is it all about promotions here?
No, it's all about promotion.
Yeah.
Yeah, we... That's where we all came from, so we're aiming to get back there.
Yeah.
Not a bad start, is it?
Not a bad start.
Busy, Ad. First step of this. Was it a lot to project manage in terms of put systems in place?
Because they didn't have a first team, did they? Am I right in saying that?
So if you put your system into it, because you know what works and everyone knows.
Yeah, so they had one ladies team. A lot of them played sort of just for the social aspect of enjoying their football, which I think... A lot of that still happens in South Wales at grassroots. Mm. There's a lot more ladies out there now that are willing to give a bit more time. They've got that more desire. You know, they're used to watching maybe their mums and their dads play football now. So you're getting that next generation of female players that are quite serious about what they want to do. You know, they've got ambitions. And lots of these players we've got at the club are the same. You know, they've played for Cardiff, they play for Barrytown first team, played Welsh junior level football. So... You know, and even if they haven't had that background, they're really looking to be the best they can be. Mm. So, you know, we're trying to support that for them as well. And yes, it's good. It's really good. It's a good challenge. Didn't think it was going to happen, so the turnaround was quite quick.
Yeah.
So yeah, to project manage it, obviously lots goes on behind the scenes, I guess. But ultimately, it's all for nothing really, unless the players do the business on a Sunday afternoon. They have been, you know, and come round with our first test, they got relegated from the Welsh Women's League, which was just tier two last season. So we expected them to be more along our level, really. You know, we only scraped sort of two wins against them towards the end of last season because they were quite defensive and they got good unit set up. And the manager's been around for a long, long time. She captains the team and she's good. But like Becky just said then, just to elaborate, that our attack are fantastic at the minute. And they're doing everything they can to score as many goals as possible. Yeah, so.
Are you surprised at how quickly things have clicked then? Are you almost ahead of schedule in that sense of getting things in place, or is it not surprising with the players you've got?
I think when we were at Barry, we were developing really, really quickly. So every year we were progressing quicker than I expected. Mm. So that was good. And then we've sort of done the same, but with the players we've got, we've changed shape this year as well. And the dynamics of the way we play football are quite different from where we attack, and I think it suits our players more. Like Beck just said then, even though this year we're playing without and out full-backs instead of wing-backs, they're given the licence to go and express themselves, and I think it's suiting them a lot more because they're a lot more involved in the game, which is key. And they're doing the business, you know, and the best thing about changing that shape is every game we've had goal scorers in different games. So we had four
that
had been scored by one player the week previous.
Mm.
Then our striker maybe had scored a hat-trick on the weekend, and before that, maybe a midfielder got two or three, the winger got two or three the game before that. So it's nice that goals are coming from all over the park. But to what we've adjusted, it's just clicked straight away. But it helps when you're playing teams maybe not quite on your level.
And,
you know, these girls punish them type of teams because they're just quite ruthless on the pitch, which is nice. So
Becky, you've been made captain this season. What do you think I saw in you to make you captain?
I have no idea. I don't know, I think I'm quite confident in myself, maybe not ability wise, but as in with talking to each and every one of the players.
You're
I'm
sort of
like
the girls.
I'm a bit loud,
team,
yeah.
I'm a bit loud.
A bit loud, yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Were you always at the centre of, were people always listening to you anyway, or were you just, you always the one barking orders, or was you?
I'll bark at them whether they listen or not, I don't know. And I'm not always right, I know that, but I don't know, I'm quite comfortable. If I think somebody should be doing something, I'll tell them.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably it. Yeah, you've got a lot of respect from all of us. Apart from me.
Thanks.
People look up to you, don't they? So
it's because I'm older.
And there's sort of two mentalities on a football pitch. There's the shouty sort of organising, and there's the people just get on with the task. So it's just managing the different mentalities.
Yeah.
Because if they're not talking, then they'll listen, and if they're not, it'll throw the whole system out of play. Yeah.
To be fair, they're a good bunch of girls, so you don't
none of them ever need to be shouted at or anything like that. If you say something, they'll listen, or they've got questions, they'll ask. So
and it's a supportive thing as well. So it's getting everyone's team mentality working.
Becca, you've got a bit of a reputation as a dead ball specialist. And I've seen some of your finishes.
Yeah.
What's the secret?
Is it loads of practice? Mix in the morning, banana before a game, and do your stretches.
Stretches.
No, I don't know. And all of that's rubbish because I don't do any.
I know. I'm stretching sometimes. It's just like, what are you doing there? What's that meant to do there?
Do as she says, not as she does.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I don't know.
All right. So in game, what's Ad's style? Is he more like Unai Emery? Just pacing it up, or is he?
Or is he like
miserable, like Jose Mourinho?
Yeah, miserable. Or is he like Beasley, where he's just like living every moment?
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get you sacked. I need to change.
Do you just?
Yeah, you one of them.
So
you
on the touch line?
Just like, wait, drop her. The player just looking at you, going, "Why is he going on there?"
No, you do get into it, don't you?
I think you've got to try. That's the way I manage.
Yeah.
What level do you think in our time now? What sort of level do you think the women's game will actually rise to in Wales?
It's got a lot bigger recently in general. I think the women's game with them. You know, even I know Manchester United ladies have now come out, so that's going to be like more people watch that than the Bournemouth game, Man United ladies game on BT. But they're playing, there's a lot of women's football on now on the weekends, and it's a legitimate, like, I always,
I've if there's a game, I always in Cardiff watch it. With, like, watching the
quality
is
so it's ridiculous. It's don't you know, I'll just go on about the French league and stuff. It's like people watch the league and they realize how good it is, you know. It's just seemed to get a lot bigger recently.
Mm. Yeah, well, the Wales and England game recently, I know it was in Liverpool, wasn't it? But that sold out, so that shows how big it is getting. And it was on BBC One.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually watched that game as well.
Yeah.
The England setup is of high calibre, isn't it? So you can't be negative towards the result at the end of it, because it does seem like miles apart with the way they run things, because obviously England have got so much funding and they just command that. Mm. I thought the Wales team did really well in their approach, but it just showed the sort of the gaps is being bridged right now. Mm. But I still think they totally competed. I thought they were unlucky in some, but it's still great to see the fact that it is in Newport and there is such a crowd. Like you said, it sold out, so there's a good following to it.
Mm. And what do you think, that, like, in terms of getting to the next level, I suppose, for the women's game, which has been on the rise, is it more coverage, is it more exposure in the media, or what do you think it is? I mean, presumably, as it's getting the crowds, bigger crowds than ever, to get to that next stage, is it that kind of exposure that it continues to need?
I'd say, media coverage helps with everything, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like, if you can see on telly that the women's football is actually at a decent standard, you'd want to watch it. Mm. If tickets come on sale, obviously they're not as expensive as the men's, but you think, oh, we'll just go for a day out, we'll go and watch the football. So say media. Yeah.
Well, what game was it that we went to?
Champions League final.
It was, it's very good, the quality. It's a genuine...
Yeah.
I had more fun at that than I did Cardiff City quality. Honest to God. It was horrible. I nearly killed
myself. So we sat in the sun. We had a good time.
We sat in the sun. Everyone's watching the football. Me and him were on our phone planning tonight. Like, is it lame? I suppose we were in Lynch.
You mentioned the fact that social media is so big now. Who does your social media? Who does your Twitter?
A girl called Fran.
She's very good. The quality of your social media stuff is incredible. The post-match, interviews. Yeah.
The video, it's graphics. All about the video to get more engagement.
Some of the graphics. I do all of our graphics, and I put our heads on top of, like Noel Fielding and stuff from Great British Bake
Real
Off.
Technical.
I put in one Hulk Hogan, and then I look at it, Steph, and it's like, I feel like a child. Put my face on the Ultimate Warrior. What the hell am I doing with my life?
Worth it.
She's amazing.
Yeah,
no, it's really good.
Right, should we leave it? Christian.
Banana.
Oh, game, anyway.
Yeah, right, play on. Right. Yeah. Yeah?
Yeah.
Hmm? So, yeah, as I said, we were lucky enough this weekend to be presented with tickets.
I've got a few questions just to ask the group.
Okay.
If you're interested. Okay, has anyone visited Malaysia?
No.
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 Vietnam?
No.
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 Johor?
Has anyone visited Johor?
Has anyone visited Tiamat Island? What are the other ones?
These are
observations.
You should all visit. Think about visiting
Vietnam.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a load. So
because off the back of that, there are five places to go to.
We noticed this weekend.
Got taken in by the advertising.
Cardiff City and Burnley.
There was a lot of visiting going on. There was a lot.
I got a look from someone because Tiamat Island came up on the little thing saying visit Tiamat Island, and I actually went, ooh, it's a new one. The and game's going on.
And then Cardiff City scored whilst we were looking.
Yeah, they scored and we're like,
Josh Murphy, that was a good goal, yeah.
So Murphy.
So we went to see the Cardiff City Burnley game, and I was just sat there in the first half thinking, why?
Yeah, did anyone else watch it?
Why?
I did watch it. Yeah.
Painful because, like, I'm a big fan of Sean Dyche, and they can just. It's a hard thing to do to on a Sunday at 4 o'clock to go to Cardiff City when it's all that, but they just killed the game. They just switched it into defensive mode the first half of it, and it was just bogged because the amount of direct football that Cardiff City play.
Yeah.
Just lumping it up to Patterson.
It belongs in the 70s, their style of football.
What Burnley did, they just killed it in the first half and just let everything calm down. And then in the second half, it really kicked in. So the first half, we just sat there, just me and him, like granddads. Just sat in it. Johor! Let's go to Johor! Try, have you been to Johor? No, I haven't.
It was legit like that. And the kids in t-shirts, and we've got our big warm coats on like that, enjoying the sun. Going, oh, I've always fancied Vietnam.
The first half was such a struggle, but then it actually kicked in the second half.
Did you watch it? I mean, I think the stats show that Cardiff had something like 17 shots on goal. But like the stats were showing, it was something like 17 shots to 3 or something to Cardiff. But still, if you watch the game, they didn't really. That didn't tell the whole story. They didn't do enough.
Edit, and like we were chatting and was trying to absorb it, and we were like, actually, the second half was pretty good. But like, I didn't know the way they edited it, so it might have looked more fun. But I do think Joe Hart
had a fun game.
Joe Hart had a really good game and made some integral
saves.
To the point where everyone's just going, "Oh, will he be back in the England set now?"
I think makes two good saves against Cardiff. Suddenly, he's been in the England
three.
Squad.
There was three because there were some integral saves, especially the one he flicked over, the one at the near post. I'm a goalkeeper, yeah. The one at the near post, and then he just kept everything else solid. So I think Joe Hart did well. He took some abuse from Cardiff City fans. He loved it. He can take it. I think he handled it pretty well. But
he's just glad to be doing.
Who's your standout goal? I didn't expect to see a goal like Josh Murphy's. Jesus,
it was a good goal.
It was well good. Manga with
he's scoring loads of goals last season.
Ball from Manga got the ball on the edge of the penalty area.
Manga assist,
and he actually was like, "What's he doing?"
Yeah, and it's one of those moments like, "What's he doing?" It was a very good goal. I'm very impressed with that.
He put the ball in. And he went, "Actually, that was very good." Everyone went mental, and we're just like clapping, like that was good. That was
because usually I can't see a goal coming from anywhere.
No, you were actually shocked when Manga was the one on the ball.
Lump it forward, Patterson head down, and then you've got Ken Zahor up front, and then it just seems like they angling for a really scrappy goal, and then that goal really caught me out. I was like. Oh yes, the belief is there.
He's got good quality, isn't he, Josh?
And then he was just.
And then Vokes scored.
We were chatting about Vokes.
We were literally as he scored, talking about him. And my quote was, and I've looked stupid on this podcast before, but I'm willing to again. How is Sam Vokes a Premier League player? And he scored. And he was like, yeah, he definitely gets you 6 goals a season. He was like 6 goals a season. And that was goals, it.
Usually crucial. And I was like, usually in games like this. And then he goes to the score. So okay, one last goalkeeping little rant here about Etheridge.
Should he have saved that? His first one.
It's not the fact that he's a bad goalkeeper or anything like that. It's his communication with the defence. It always catches him out. And it totally did when the first goal went in. Like, it's horrible to see Sean Morrison and Saul Bamber at the back not communicate with
I don't rate Morrison at all.
Ah, whoa! No,
he's not a Premier League footballer.
Yeah.
No. He can launch a throw in.
He can head football and put
that's
take
all
a throw
you need.
In.
That's it.
That's what the setup is now.
No, I don't rate Morrison at all.
Anyway, the point
he
is.
He might be a good captain, he ain't.
I think Heatherington's confidence is shot to. Shot down.
No comment.
But there's just no communication, and like I saw a sympathy hug at the end from Morrison to try and just calm him down because he will take that to heart. But it was just it was annoying because the very least I want to see is communicating between, because that system has to go in place. They were getting confused over clearances they have all season, and he hasn't commanded his box or hasn't been that sweeper keeper, and he has made some really good saves. So it was getting for him. Joe Hart had a good game, that's all I've got to say on.
That's quite a lot.
Is that anything else?
Quite a lot.
Good keeper rant.
Thanks. I always put it up.
He's always good for one of them.
Right. We're stopping there.
Christian Banana.
Kick it.
I've got a few questions just to ask the group.
Okay.
If you're interested. Okay, has anyone visited Malaysia?
Nope.
No.
Vietnam?
No.
Johor?
Has anyone visited Johor?
Has anyone visited Tiamat Island? What are the other ones?
These are
observations.
You should all visit. Think about visiting.
Vietnam?
Yeah.
We should all visit. There was a load.
Because off the back of that, they're our five places to go to.
We noticed this weekend.
We got taken in by the advertising.
Cardiff City and Burnley.
There was a lot of visiting going on. There was a lot.
I got a look from someone because Tiamat Island came up on the little thing. So visit Tiamat Island, and I actually went, "Ooh, it's a new one." The and game's going on,
and then Cardiff City scored whilst we were looking.
Yeah, they scored, and we're like, "Tiamat Island."
Josh Murphy, that was a good goal. Yeah,
so well done, Murphy.
So we went to see the Cardiff City Burnley game, and I was just sat there in the first half thinking, "Why?"
Yeah, did anyone else watch it?
Why?
I did watch it.
It was painful because, like, I'm a big fan of Sean Dyche, and they can just, it's a hard thing to do to, on a Sunday at 4 o'clock to go to Cardiff City when it's all that, but they just killed the game. They just switched it into defensive mode the first half of it, and it was just bogged because the amount of direct football that Cardiff City play, just lumping
it's
it
so
up to
direct.
Patterson.
It belongs in the 70s, their style of football.
What Burnley did, they just killed it in the first half and just let everything calm down. And then they in the second half, it really kicked in. So the first half, we just sat there, just me and him, like granddads. Just saying, isn't it? Johor! Let's go to Johor! Have you seen anything to Johor? No, I haven't.
It was legit like that. And the kids in T-shirts, and we've got our big warm coats on like that, enjoying the sun. Going, oh, I've always fancied Vietnam.
The first half was such a struggle, but then it actually kicked in the second half.
Did you watch it? I mean, I think the stats show that Cardiff had something like 17 shots
won every
on goal.
Like,
he did, but like the stats were showing it was something like 17 shots to 3 or something to Cardiff. But still, if you watch the game,
it wasn't
they didn't
that
really. They, that didn't
seen,
tell the whole story. They didn't
I hadn't
do
seen
enough.
The edit, and like we were chatting and was trying to absorb it, and we were like, actually, the second half was pretty good. But like, I didn't know the way they edited it, so it might have looked more fun. But I do think Joe Hart had a really good game and made some integral
saves.
To the point where everyone's just going, "Oh, will he be back in the England setup now?" I think
makes two good saves against Cardiff. Suddenly, he's been in the England
three.
Squad.
There was three because there were some integral saves, especially the one he flipped over, the one at the near post. I'm a goalkeeper here. The one at the near post, and then he just kept everything else solid. So I think Joe Hart did well. He took some abuse from Cardiff City fans.
He
Granger,
it.
So he loved it. He can take it. I think he handled it pretty well. But
he's just glad to be doing something.
Who's your standout goal? I didn't expect to see a goal like Josh Murphy's. Jesus.
It was a good goal.
It was well good. Manga with it.
He scored loads of goals last season.
He's a deep, that him, ball from Manga got the ball on the edge of the penalty area.
Manga assist.
And he actually was like, "What's he doing?"
Yeah. And it's one of those moments like, what's
he
actually,
doing
it was there? A very good goal. I'm very impressed with that.
He put the ball in and he went, "Actually, that was a very good
actually, actually, yeah."
Everyone went mental and we're just like clapping, like, "That was good, that was."
Because usually I can't see a goal coming from anywhere.
No, you were actually shocked
were
when
like,
Manga was the one on the ball.
Lump it forward, Patterson, head down, and then you've got Ken Zahora up front, and then it just seems like they angling for a really scrappy goal, and then that goal really caught me out. I was like, "Oh yes, the belief is there."
He's got good quality, then he just
he was just
and then
killed.
Folks scored.
We were chatting about Folks.
We were literally as he scored talking thing. About him, and my quote was, and I've looked stupid on this podcast before, but I'm willing to again. I literally says, "How is Sam Folks a Premier League player?" And he scored, and he was like, "Yeah, he definitely get you 6 goals a season. He was like 6 goals a season. Six that was goals, it.
Usually crucial. And I was like, usually in he games scores. Like this. And then he goes to yeah. score. So
that's the thing.
Okay, one last goalkeeping little rant here about Etheridge.
Should have saved that? It's, first one.
It's not the fact that he's a bad goalkeeper or anything like that. It's his communication with the defence. It always catches him out. And it totally did when the first goal went in. Like, it's horrible to see Sean Morrison not and Saul Bamber at the back not communicate. With
I don't rate Morrison at all.
It's not
a friendly footballer.
He can launch a throw in.
He can head
he's
a football
great.
And put
that's
a
all you
in.
Need.
That's
it.
That's
more than
that
what
the setup is now.
No, I don't rate Morrison at all.
Anyway, the point
he
is.
He might be a good captain.
I think Etheridge's confidence is shot down because of it.
No comment.
But there's just no communication. And like, I saw a sympathy hug at the end from Morrison to try and just calm him down because he will take that to heart. But. It was just, it was annoying because the very least I want to see is communicating between, because that system has to go in place. They were getting confused over clearances they have all season, and he hasn't commanded his box, or hasn't been that sweeper keeper, and he has made some really good saves, so it was getting for him. Joe Hart had a good game, and that's all I've got to say on.
That's quite a lot.
Is that anything
quite a lot.
Good keeper rant.
Thanks, keeper rant. I always put
that. He's always good for one of them.
We're stopping there?
We're stopping there.
Christian.
Christian Banana. Guys, have you ever had that feeling where you just go, do you know what? I've had enough kids. I've had enough.
All the time.
I've got all the kids that I need. I've got, if anything, I've got extra than what I need.
So what's needed there? What can you do?
Blank shot post-vasectomy underwear is what's needed.
Is that your favourite brand?
It's my favourite brand. It keeps you tight.
Yeah. And it stops the kids.
It stops the kids. So if you think I've had enough kids,
where can I find these?
Internet, mainly the dark web, but they're branching out. Blank shot post vasectomy underwear.
.com.
.nz at the minute. What are they? It's a long story.
What are they called again?
Blank
check them out.
Shot post vasectomy underwear.
Okay, I will look into them.
And look, no, I'm standing by it.
He's going to
play. We need to be recording this.
Yeah, get it on.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah?
Yeah.
Alright.
Yeah.
Right.
We're going to talk about Chelsea Liverpool because you've got some humble pints and words to eat.
No, right, I don't want to go there. No.
I can't stand your teammate. Come on.
Yeah, no. Come on. Do it.
I stand by it. I don't think Daniel Sturridge is a good enough player for that Liverpool side.
No.
I think there's a lot of players in that side. You're far better.
You were ridiculous. Like, that game was a great game and Chelsea probably should have
held out. He scored a good goal, that's fine. But
he only played 6 minutes.
A broken clock would be right twice a day. Do you know what I mean? He scored a great goal, but let's be honest. Yeah.
What are you butting about there?
No.
What the hell? What more does someone have to do to
earn a key? Adam's not having your Daniel Sturridge dissing.
No.
I'm not. Right,
what
are the
thoughts?
I don't see it.
Because I got genuine abuse on Twitter about this.
You should have. And I trolled you myself.
It was in those 10 accounts. He was like, you know, logging into them all.
I knocked a two-minute video.
I've abuse from all sorts. And he cut a two-minute video of me saying, Sturridge, I'm good enough for this. With the goal. And put it on YouTube. That's how bad it is. I'm getting attacked from all fronts.
Look, Liverpool, so, it works out for both players and the team. He's fit, which is a rarity. He's good enough for that level, yeah?
What's happened to Solanke? Right, can we get off?
He's trying to change the subject. Yeah.
I know he's trying to worm his way out.
He's not good enough.
All right, okay, hands up.
Let's
hands
ask
up.
Our guests what they think of
Okay,
Sturridge.
Hands up who rates Sturridge.
It's not going to rate him. He's just not good enough for that squad.
Hands up who thinks Sturridge is good enough for that squad. Yeah.
Right. Doesn't necessarily make the 11.
Yeah.
The strongest 11. But that's okay, isn't it?
Are you using because that squad, that attack needs rotation
anyway?
Absolutely.
Having it.
So,
and it's great if he's Check there and he's happy to kind of play
window.
A bit hot role.
And I think
I'm
he
not
is.
Having.
I think he is.
Not
I think he knows, his, I think he knows his role now.
Exactly. And that's the thing. And you're never going to have, if you've got a squad of 25 players that are all banging down the door to be in a first 11, yeah, you want that. But at the same time, not everyone can play every
he's
game.
He's hungry. He's got something to play for, even if he puts himself in the shop window. And, Liverpool aren't at a loss anyway. It's fine.
Yeah, no, I get all that. I just...
You want what Liverpool to be
yeah,
even
I'm
better.
I'm going
to
agree. I don't think... Yeah, I you know... Right,
you want
I'm
Edison a, Cavani
hang on,
to
no,
play
okay.
for Liverpool.
Right, let's
and
get
he'll be a Liverpool fan. Because Man United ain't
let me,
too much.
going deep. Right. My take... You know this, really. I'm a Man United fan. However... I really like Liverpool. I always have. Because they're a great club, okay? Shankly and Paisley. And back all in the day, them. Look, Paisley and Busby were mates. It's just the fans that have made this a rivalry. It's not genuine. I just don't think that Daniel Sturridge is in the same mould as the other members of that squad. I also don't think Henderson is. That's all. I want to see him sign the best players.
Henderson's
in the
world.
Henderson's had a good start.
Just walking out.
Again.
I don't think I can bother.
Right. We've done the same thing as we did last week. We made a big song and dance saying how much the press talk about Liverpool. We've done exactly the same without mentioning Sarri, without mentioning Chelsea.
Let's talk about Chelsea. I can't, because I'm just going to get another week of abuse from Liverpool fans.
Yeah, sure. Go on.
It's been fun.
Wouldn't it be brilliant if whilst we're sat here tonight, and we're missing the Liverpool game, Sturridge scores a winner.
Yeah.
You probably asked.
Wouldn't that
probably
be brilliant?
Would
that
surprise me? Would it surprise you?
Oh, it's Henderson.
Another clip going on to YouTube.
As well.
Bringing it back to the match.
Can we talk about Chelsea? Because Chelsea
play very well. Alisson played well. It's some of the back
Alisson,
still.
Well, Alisson should have done way more for Hazard.
Oh, come on. It's Eden Hazard.
Sorry, I don't genuinely think it. Okay, well, let's say how good the Sarri system is.
Sarri's been brilliant. Look, I don't think...
It's been a joy to watch.
Well, can you remember the last time Chelsea were a good side to watch? Regardless of how many Premier League trophies they win and Champions League trophies, let's be honest about it. When did anyone watch them and go, what an enjoyable team?
When Damien Duff and I and Robin were playing in the front three.
Yeah, that was a good time. That was
Johnson.
Yeah. It's been a while.
But the thing is, they had this thing where they would grind out a lot of results as well, that side, and that's how they won it. Whereas this Sarri side, he's come in, and arguably, I think, the best central defensive midfielder in world football is N'Golo Kante. And he's come in and said, you're right, you're the best in the world there. I'm going to play you up here instead, because we bought Jorginho, we will play there. Who has never played that
position.
That's
testament to Kante, and that's testament to how good Jorginho is. Jorginho operates on another level with his passing now.
That's what I'm saying. It's a genius, Sarri, in that he removed Kante from where he's better than any other player in the world, moved him forward, he's never played there, and he brought Jorginho in and played him where Kante, and he's never played that position before. Mm. And he's got it working. I don't know how he's done it. I really don't. They're a joy to watch.
Mm. Both goalkeepers have done very well. Just a little goalkeeper.
You and goalkeepers. It's like me and Liverpool.
It was a good game.
Then Arrizabalaga was superb.
Yeah, he's done well. Yeah, he has done well.
I think he is like a young De Gea. I think he will turn into... Like,
yeah, he could do. He's very, very good.
Do the dumbbells.
Well, he's another one. We said this when Chelsea signed him, didn't we? And that people forget how young he is when they talked about him. And Donnarumma's the biggest example of it. I argue that Gianluigi Donnarumma is up there with the best three keepers in the world. And he's 19.
I think he's
and people criticise him. People criticise him.
I think
that
about Chesney, though. I think
Chesney
really
could prove still to be. But we can't stop talking about Serie A. We'll never stop.
Okay.
Have you got a goalkeeper fact, Dave?
He has a little bit.
He
does love goalkeeping. Yeah, we do end up talking goalkeeping quite a lot.
I think it's a similar amount of time I talk about goalkeeping that Luke talks about Man United.
That is fairly true. We're talking about that next. Right, let's
do it.
Yeah, should we?
Yeah.
Christian, bananas.
Banana,
Christian.
Goalkeeper. Get into it.
Because it's sort of, we can just.
Let's go.
Pressure cooker.
Let's go.
Roll it. Yeah?
Hang on a minute. Oh, he's off.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, I got to get my little thing.
Easy. Steady on.
Excuse me.
Oh, that is worrying, because I got to sit like this, because I've genuinely ripped the crotch out of my jeans. It's no more crotch anymore, but these are the only jeans I got. So I was like, I can't wear them.
I can cut
if you want.
No.
Leave all that in.
Leave that in.
Can you cut?
That'll be the best part.
I'm not sorry.
When I'm not playing the flute, I'm listening to the FIFA Ramble. This is my flute mix.
It's about your trousers with holes in.
I didn't know he was rolling.
He told you he was rolling.
Okay, can we roll again? Can we cut that, please, Chris?
That's me. I'm
now? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, right. West Ham, Manchester United.
Oh, what
West
Ham a great United, start,
Manchester
that was.
United. What are your thoughts, Luke? Can you really
get sacked in the morning?
Weirdly, someone tweeted the Ramble account just before you turned up, and said, how many Man United fans are going to be taking cabbages to Old Trafford on the weekend? It's like, oh, do you know what? I hate you for asking, but I'm using that. So that's a great question.
Great finish from
Anderson. My opinion, yeah, it was a great finish. Felipe Anderson is quality. You know, he's another player who was always deemed to not be good enough because he hadn't played in the Premier League. But lo and behold,
I just had a flashback when you said in one of the first, a couple of weeks, maybe last month, you said that West Ham were trash.
Yeah,
you said they were rubbish.
Yeah, you said they were going to go down.
You said
they were going to go down. I'm not under a microscope here. It's not on me, is it? I did say that.
You said they were going to get relegated.
You called them hot trash. You said they're hot rubbish.
Right, my official quote was, West Ham are hot garbage, yes. And then they beat United 3 weeks later. I see the irony.
What's worse than hot garbage? Is it just garbage?
Jose Mourinho. Honestly, I watched this game, I was just like, do you know what I mean? Isn't there some paint drying somewhere that I can watch?
Like, it was horrible.
I genuinely think now, as a Man United fan, the only way of me fully enjoying football is to not watch them. I think that's it. I think I'm just going to have to stop watching them. They were woeful.
They just got cut apart.
Woeful. Right, but I've talked about this before. The fact is that, one, everyone's getting too caught up on this Pogba business, which is just a red herring.
I haven't said Pogba, so.
No. I'm talking about the bigger issues here.
Imagine that.
No one's addressing still that
Higher up
is an absolute mess of that club. It's a shambles. And, it's run
and,
by someone who has never worked in football before.
And defence as well.
Yeah, all right, just because Arsenal have won 7 on the bounce for the first time in 10 years.
Arsenal win 7 on the bounce. So
he was never
goals.
This difficult
Chris
to work
Smalling's
with.
Leaking goals.
Oh, he was never this
Lindelof
difficult to work with.
Second.
When Wenger was in charge, he was a lot easier to work with. He's been unbearable.
So, genuinely, because I've kind of always said
this
that...
This is why we got him, he's a Forest fan, so it's fine.
I'm trying to bring some, you know, sense to this thing. I've always said that actually the problems are a bit more deep-rooted than Mourinho and the way the club's managed, but run from high up.
Yeah.
But I did look at that starting lineup on Saturday morning, and I kind of thought, it just looked a mess. Even the starting 11 looked a mess.
McTominay
playing at the back. It was like, I just thought.
Jose Mourinho.
Goldbridge was livid.
Goldbridge was livid. It did kind of make me think, as Jose kind of, is he looking for a deal to be done?
Did we hear these same problems when they were winning the Europa League and League Cup 2 seasons ago?
Guys, I didn't anyone say anything about that. Let's not push the panic button so quickly, yeah?
It's from a certain United fan base.
As we recall, he was second in the league last year. Yeah. Got him Champions League off that squad, and he kept everything ticking over.
Yeah.
You weren't supposed to just have some respect. He's a good for Mourinho.
The worst thing about it is that people are genuinely thinking now, oh, we'll bring in Zidane, and everything will work out fine. Well, that's fine, but unless Zidane is playing centre back, you know, or right wing, we don't need Zidane.
Maybe they should try.
Chris Smalling and Phil Jones are still Manchester United players. Do you know what I mean? YouTube now plays when you lock your phone.
People used to say this about Liverpool. And now they're saying it about United.
We live in a world.
It's just a transition.
We live in a world where you can play YouTube on a locked phone, Alex.
It's that target.
And Chris Smalling is still in a Man United shirt.
It's true. I've actually got sympathy for Mourinho because that's exactly what was on the shopping list. Probably at the top of the
he
shopping
did
list,
say,
under his eggs and his milk,
you said
he wanted a defender.
Right, you said it a few weeks back where you said, imagine going to your boss and saying, right, this is what I need to do in my job, these four things. I'll be back in 5 months, and coming back and him going, oh, I haven't done it. And he's like, you have 5 months.
Yeah. I gave you the list.
I gave you the
list. I told you to get that. You didn't.
I've come back.
Yeah. It's a mess out there.
What's this about?
You haven't done the washing up.
You haven't done anything yet. You haven't even moved. It's like,
invoices.
Centre-back.
I had 3 invoices, five weeks. It's not good enough.
Like, yeah, you clearly told me what you wanted. Why is Lee Grant out back there? When he'd been gone a few months, why have you brought Lee Grant?
How is that happening?
But he's still, when he doesn't get what he wants, toys up the pram, third season in.
But it's a 3-year thing.
Sulks.
Yeah. Do you think he's going to be there for much longer, or do you see it only going one way?
Can he? How can he? No. He's sulking on the pitch and putting a 19-year-old kid centre midfielder at centre half.
Yeah.
And then complaining they can see 3 goals against West Ham.
Not even mention Paul Pogba.
Right, let's put it out there.
Are we going to go into that?
Someone has genuinely asked me, who would you rather than get rid of? Who do you want to see the back of? Mourinho or Pogba? I'm like, is that a serious question? Is that a serious question? Like, Pogba's one of the best central midfielders in world football. Is Jose Mourinho one of the best managers in world football anymore?
Not anymore.
No, it's not a clear choice. If it comes down, like, that's where, but that's part of the issue with, if you sack Jose, it almost legitimizes players saying, well, if we don't want you as coach, you're gone.
Yeah.
And I don't think I want that culture being in the game. But so if you sack Mourinho, it's almost like Pogba can dab around the training pitch.
They're going to struggle with that. To the mire, the crap that Mourinho pulled him out of in the first place, there's not enough credit over that. And at the moment, you've got players not putting their weight, and I do feel bad for Mourinho, because I don't think you can do so much. He burns brightly over three years. That's what you get with Mourinho. He commands a lot. And if it's going to be like an alpha thing with Paul Pogba over some nonsense, then so be it.
Yeah.
The players aren't performing. If you've got any weakness in the Premier League, you will be found out. Guess what? Your whole defence is in a sham.
Yeah.
That's going to cause effect.
All right.
And another thing.
No.
So there's issues at the heart of it. And I don't think just buying a Sanchez is going to be the end all. And still people are harsh on Romelu Lukaku. If anyone doesn't rate Lukaku, it's ridiculous. He seems to always be a scapegoat. Step overs last night? Him and Paul Pogba, that seems to be where they're blaming.
Keep ups, but he plays for Barcelona.
I've put him in my fantasy football team knowing that he's going to be absolutely garbage after he scored them two goals the other week. And lo and behold, I put him in there. Dropped Harry Kane.
You rate Lukaku,
though. Lukaku hasn't scored. I went Lukaku. And I'm keeping him in there because he keeps missing. Right, just for Liverpool.
I'm done. Right, let's move on.
Bananas, Christian. Dinosaurs.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome, everyone, to this week's Championship Corner. Very special guest, Becca Jones. Welcome to Championship Corner.
Thank you very much.
We've got an extended edition this week. They only usually give me like 2 minutes, but I've got an extended edition because you're here.
Thank you very much.
So there we are. All right, we'll start off. Swansea fan, as you can see from the shirt. Yeah. How do you think you're doing? Potter, how's he doing?
Doing better than I thought, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's come in. Got a good team spirit there. Better than last year, so...
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's a good season for Swansea? Do you think they're... Because I think they've got a good squad on, like, 11 to 13, but the squad's quite bare, isn't it?
Yeah, we've got a very young squad, so there's a lot of under-23s in there. So we've got Connor Roberts.
Doing awesome.
Ollie McBurney. He's done well. He's a championship player in my eyes.
Yeah, I've been bigging up Ollie McBurney on Championship Corner for the last few weeks. So, yeah, he's a handful, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, he's stronger than he looks.
Yeah.
Because he's a really thin boy, isn't he? Yeah. So, but he holds himself up well, wins all the headers that go up to him, and holds it up and brings other people in play. So he's doing well in that aspect, and he's scoring goals. So.
Yeah. Bit of a blow with Montero getting injured.
Yeah.
He could be a bit of a difference if he's fitting on the pitch, then I think the difference he makes, like the run against Millwall as well, to square for McBurney. Then.
Yeah, and he came on and lightened up Sheffield United, so that was that was good as well.
That was good. I'll tell you what, it didn't light up. I went to the game, I'm a Forest fan, I went to the Liberty, was treated to a bit of hospitality, it wasn't prawn sandwiches, it was quite nice, but it was a terrible game.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw that.
Absolutely dreadful.
It was dreadful, but anyway, it was not one of the best games. Okay, so Swansea. Who's kind of impressed you this season? So, I mean, Leeds at the top. Anyone kind of surprise you or doing a bit better than expected?
I thought Leeds were going to be up there, but the football they've played has been Barcelona-esque at times. But they didn't do well down in the Liberty with us.
That was a great game.
Yeah, it was a really good game, but... In regards to the Leeds style of play, we didn't see what they'd produced in other games.
Yeah. But there's a lot made of them sort of, you know, Bielsa side's running out of steam. So do you think that they'll stay up there? Do you think they can maintain them?
The kind of well, if they keep Bielsa, then yeah. But I can't see them slowing down.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, news today, Steve Bruce sacked as Aston Villa manager. Think it was the right call? Or did you think he was unlucky?
Yeah, after the run last year and just missing out on promotion, it's weird to see them where they're at now.
Yeah.
He had to go, okay. I think. But
time to go.
I didn't think he'd have stayed past the summer, if I'm honest. I thought they were going to turf him out and get Henry in, but...
Yeah. Do you think Henri, they might be a few phone calls
I don't made. Know, maybe.
Who knows? Who knows?
Lampard's there, so maybe.
Yeah, who knows, yeah. Okay, so I've got a few quick fire questions about the Championship. So, obviously, Swansea's your favourite team. Yeah. First of all, I don't condone irresponsible gambling, but I have an irrational hatred of Middlesbrough because they've blown a few of my accumulators. So have you got an irrational hatred of any Championship clubs for a rational or irrational reason?
No, not really. I would say Cardiff, but they're not there anymore.
You might be soon.
Yeah. Let's hope. We'll pass them on the way.
Okay. If the Championship was a kind of fruit, what fruit would it be and why? You can come back to that one.
Yeah.
Steve Bruce had a cabbage thrown at his head. If you could throw a cabbage at any manager, what manager would it be?
Neil Warnock.
Neil Warnock. And if you didn't have a cabbage, what would you throw?
A brick.
favourite Championship ground you visited or when you'd like to visit?
I've been to Villa Park. And
yeah, oh, I'd love to go to Villa Park.
Yeah, that was a nice old school one, so that was good.
Okay. Your Swansea side has just lost 3-0 at home to Steve McLaren's insert side here. Do you A, call for Ian Holloway, B, coax David O'Leary out of retirement, or C, send the bat signal for Big Mick McCarthy?
Send a bat signal for Big Mick McCarthy.
I think that's the right answer. And finally, sum up in one. I love the Championship. I think it's great. I think it's the best league in the world. Sum up in one short sentence, Becca, why you love the Championship.
I don't.
Thank you. That's Championship Corner. Goodbye.